The passed ordinance uses more than $526,000 in unrestricted funds from the state opioid settlement to pay for raises this year only. According to City Deputy Controller Matt Wagley, using the money came up in negotiations with police and fire unions.
If we don't have this funding, we can't pay for the contracts. If we can't pay for the contracts, the mayor may have to declare an economic emergency. And if he does that, we'll have to break the contracts with the police and fire unions.
Councilmember Nora Powell says the council wasn't told when it approved contracts last month that it would require using the opioid funds.
Both sides are very deserving. The police should not have to get up here and argue why they deserve 5% because you do. And the community should not have to plead their case for prevention services.
Among the more than an hour of public testimony, resident Mary Beth Lambert worried where the salary money will come from next year.
Muncie has a chronic disease of not being able to maintain what we create. And if you're creating a raise today, how are you maintaining that?
City Controller Craig Wright says Muncie will look at the tax revenue that's supposed to come in next year to decide where the money will come from. The council took a failed vote to table the ordinance before narrowly approving it 5-4. Muncie also received more than $1.13 million in restricted funds this year, which is supposed to be used for opioid abatement programs. On Monday night, by a unanimous vote, the City Council created an advisory committee to help decide how to spend that money. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.